English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Pour télécharger ces leçons, allez sur le site internet www.lavoixdelamérique.com, cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais et retrouvez les leçons d'anglais spéciales Sénégal. Dans ce dialogue, deux amis, Modou et Adi, vont se rappeler de joyeux souvenirs de leur enfance. Parties de chasse, repas à base de pauvres bêtes capturées, actes de complicité, mais aussi actes de méchanceté. Nous allons écouter Modou et Adi. Nous entendrons des noms d'animaux qu'ils chassaient et mangeaient. Vous allez répondre vrai ou faux, true or false, aux phrases que vous allez entendre. 1. Mam Penda allait à la chasse avec les deux amis. 2. Le surnom de Dr. Fallou était Doctor. Vous allez ensuite répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Quels étaient les surnoms donnés à Modou et à Abdi? 2. Qu'est-ce que Mam Penda apportait à Modou et à Abdi? 3. Pourquoi Fallou était surnommé Chef Fallou? Vous entendrez les deux amis évoquer des souvenirs de leur enfance en utilisant la phrase « used to » pour exprimer l'habitude dans le passé. Nous allons écouter ce couple.
Look at these children playing. They remind me of my childhood. Those were happy days.
You mean our childhood? After all, we grew up in the same village. I remember your nickname, Mouse Boy. You were unbeatable at hunting field mice.
Oh, yes. And who was Lizard Boy? Who used to be the champion at catching lizards and big snails? That's right. It was you, Abdi.
The schoolmaster missed us. We used to cut up the poor little beasts and boil them in the muddy water of the swamps.
Mam Penda was our assistant. She used to bring us pepper, lemon, and those tasty Maggi cubes from her grandma's stall at the market.
Yeah, Maggi girl. She's a doctor at the new hospital now.
And her husband, Dr. Fallou, was our cook. He was such a good cook. He used to poke up the fire, clean up the place after, and carry out things. But we never let him taste the meal, poor boy.
Of course I remember poor Chef Fallou. Now I understand why you prefer to have your operation at his wife's hospital.
She wasn't the victim of our childhood troublemaking.
Yes, but between husband and wife, you never know. Make sure you don't eat the food at that hospital in case Magic Girl decides to get revenge.
You're right. You never know. Next time, I think I'll change hospitals.
Nous avons partagé des souvenirs d'enfance avec ces deux amis. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Mam Penda allait à la chasse avec les deux amis. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Le surnom de Dr. Fallou était Doctor. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Quels étaient les surnoms donnés à Modou et à Abdi? Mice Boy et Lizard Boy. 2. Qu'est-ce que Mam Penda apportait aux deux amis? Mam Penda apportait aux deux amis du poivre, du citron et des cubes Maggi. 3. Pourquoi Fallou était-il surnommé Chef Fallou? Parce qu'il leur faisait la cuisine. Modou et Adi ont exprimé l'habitude dans le passé en utilisant l'expression « used to ». Par exemple,
« We used to cut up the poor little beast ».
Écoutez ces autres phrases avec « used to ».
Who used to be the champion? She used to bring us pepper. He used to poke up the fire.
À vous maintenant. What did you used to do when you were a child? Répétez et retenez la traduction française des animaux au menu des amis que nous avons entendus. Rat palmiste,
Field mice. Lézard. Lizard. Escargot. Snails. Bon appétit. Nous avons entendu deux amis évoquer leurs souvenirs d'enfance. Vous avez montré que vous avez compris en disant vrai ou faux, true or false, et en répondant aux questions. Vous avez ensuite appris des noms d'animaux, de petits gibiers qu'ils chassaient. Vous savez maintenant comment exprimer une habitude dans le passé avec used to. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, nous allons vous présenter trois personnes d'affaires qui vont être interviewées au cours des prochaines leçons. Charles Blake, Mike Epstein et Shirley Graham. Cathy, Gary et Elizabeth vont faire des commentaires sur leurs invités. Tout d'abord, ils vont dire où ils vivent, le verbe to live au présent. He lives in Beijing, China.
Mr. Blake lives in Beijing, China.
Il vit à Pékin, en Chine. He lives in Sunnyvale, California.
Mr. Epstein lives in Sunnyvale, California, in Silicon Valley.
In Silicon Valley, une région virtuelle où se trouvent de nombreuses compagnies informatiques et de haute technologie. Silicon Valley. Ensuite, ils vont parler de leur travail. Le verbe to work au présent. He works for International Robotics.
He works for International Robotics, a Chinese company.
Il travaille pour a Chinese company, une compagnie chinoise. He works for Advanced Technology, an American company, une compagnie américaine. Que font ces compagnies? Vous allez découvrir le verbe to manufacture, fabriquer.
International Robotics manufactures industrial robots.
Par exemple, vous allez entendre International Robotics manufactures industrial robots. Fabrique des robots industriels. Produire industriellement. L'autre compagnie, Advanced Technologies makes computer components. Fabrique des pièces d'ordinateur.
Advanced Technologies makes computer components.
Computer components. Le verbe to make est passe-partout. Il peut s'appliquer dans tous les contextes. Vous l'entendrez beaucoup. It's a high-tech company. C'est une compagnie de haute technologie.
So it's a high-tech company.
High-tech company. She is his boss. Elle est son chef.
Ms. Graham is Mr. Epstein's boss. She's a vice president at Advanced Technologies.
Boss. Le directeur, le chef, ou la directrice, ou l'exécutif. She's a vice president. Elle est la vice-présidente. Écoutons la conversation qui suit. Listen.
Our first guest will be Charles Blake. Mr. Blake lives in Beijing, China. He works for International Robotics, a Chinese company.
What kind of company is it?
International Robotics manufactures industrial robots.
Robots? So it's a high-tech company.
Yes, it is. Then, in another program, we'll interview Mike Epstein. Mr. Epstein lives in Sunnyvale, California, in Silicon Valley. He works for Advanced Technologies, an American company.
That sounds like a high-tech company, too.
Yes, Advanced Technologies makes computer components. The third person we'll interview is Shirley Graham. Ms. Graham is Mr. Epstein's boss. She's a vice president at Advanced Technologies.
Et Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
Mr. Blake works for International Robotics, a Chinese company.
Il travaille pour International Robotics, une compagnie chinoise.
International Robotics manufactures industrial robots.
Fabrique des robots industriels.
Mike Epstein works for Advanced Technologies, an American company.
Une compagnie américaine.
Advanced Technologies makes computer components. Shirley Graham is Mr. Epstein's boss. She is a vice president at Advanced Technologies.
Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, c'est avec plaisir que je vous retrouve pour cette 16e leçon d'anglais English USA. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner va interviewer un jeune musicien dans son appartement. Vous apprendrez à interroger quelqu'un sur l'endroit où il habite et à parler de votre logement. Je vous interrogerai aussi. USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner va interviewer un jeune musicien dans son appartement. Quelques expressions avant de commencer. A musician, un musicien. Violin. The violin, le violon. My home, mon foyer. My home. A big house, une grande maison. A big house. A small apartment, un petit appartement. A small apartment.
Thank you very much. That was wonderful.
You're welcome. Do you like the violin?
I love the violin.
Would you like some coffee or tea?
No, thanks. I want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
You're a young musician. How old are you?
I'm 21 years old.
Do you have a family?
I have a family in Finland. I don't have a family here.
Do you work? Do you have a job?
I'm a musician. I don't work now. I'm a student.
Do you study at the university?
Yes, I do.
Where do you live?
I live here. This is my home. Where do you live?
I live in Baltimore.
Do you live in an apartment?
Yes, I do.
This apartment is very small.
I live in a small apartment, too. It's my home.
I live in a big house in Finland, but this is my home here. Excuse me. Hello, Manny. Come in.
Hi.
Hello. I'm Martin Lerner. How are you?
Hi, I'm Manny.
Mr. Lerner is a reporter. Manny is my friend.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thanks.
Where is your home?
Here.
You live here in this apartment?
No. I don't live in this apartment. I live here in Bloomington. My home is in Bloomington.
My home is very small.
My home is very small, too.
Le mot « home », foyer, son « chez-soi », signifie l'endroit où vous habitez actuellement, que ce soit une maison, un appartement, ou votre village, la maison de vos parents, ou n'importe quelle habitation. Écoutez encore ces phrases.
Where do you live?
I live here. This is my home.
Where do you live?
I live in Bloomington. My home is in Bloomington.
Where do you live?
I live in an apartment.
Essayez de répondre à cette question. Where do you live? Vous pouvez répondre de plusieurs façons, ou par votre quartier, le nom de votre quartier, votre ville ou votre rue. Where do you live? À vous de répondre. Where do you live? Donnez-moi le nom de votre ville ou le nom de votre village. Et vous commencez par I live in.
Where do you live?
Répondez encore. Je réponds à la même question. Where do you live? I live in Adelphi, Maryland, at 1800 Metzerock Road, apartment number 202. Where do you live? Travaillons ensemble. Where do you live? Où habitez-vous? Where do you live? Voilà plusieurs possibilités. Je vais répondre avec vous et pour vous. Where do you live? I live in Kinshasa. Where do you live? I live in Douala. Where do you live? I live in Abidjan. Where is your home? Où est votre foyer? My home is in Casamance, Sénégal. Where is your home? My home is in Chaba, Zaïre. Where is your home? My home is in Douala, Cameroun. Where is your home? My home is in Ivory Coast. Where is your home? My home is in the United States. Une autre question courante. Where are you from? D'où venez-vous? I'm from Senegal. Where are you from? I'm from the United States. Where are you from? I'm from Zambia. Where are you from? I'm from Kenya. Where are you from? I'm from South Africa. Where are you from? I'm from Ivory Coast. Where are you from? I'm from Burundi. Where do you live? Où habitez-vous? Where is your home? Où est votre foyer? Where are you from? D'où venez-vous?
This is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello, I'm Martin. Are you a musician?
No, I'm a teacher.
She teaches at the high school.
Do you live in Bloomington?
Yes, I do.
She lives in the apartment downstairs.
Manny, do you have your guitar?
Yes, I do.
Play for us.
Okay.
Autre petite révision. Cette fois-ci, on va s'exercer avec les phrases interrogatives. Vous allez répondre par « Yes, I do » ou par « No, I don't ». Très simple. Do you live in the United States? Yes, I do. I live in Washington. Do you live in the United States? No, I don't. I live in Burundi. Do you live in Ghana? Yes, I do. I live in Accra. Do you live in Ghana? No, I don't. Where is your home? Et voilà, c'est ainsi qu'on termine cette seconde partie de la 16e leçon d'anglais English USA. Vous avez appris, je l'espère, à répondre à la question « Where do you live ?»« Where are you from ?» And where is your home? Exercez-vous avec vos amis ou votre famille jusqu'à notre prochaine leçon. Until then, this is Michelle Joseph. Goodbye and thank you for your time.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait!
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct
et de pratiquer l'anglais avec
Michel
et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Welcome back to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph and I have a guest with me.
I'm Daniel Crafton.
Daniel Crafton, who joins us regularly to help.
Merci, Michelle.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup and welcome. And you can find us on Anglais Télé in Facebook, Facebook Anglais Télé. Vous pouvez nous retrouver sur Facebook Anglais Télé. We are talking about the five senses and we have reached touch, the sensation of touch. And I think that's also an amazing sense you can't describe. So with touch, you either use your hands or your feet or your skin. These are the vehicles through which we can touch and feel touch.
Right. And touch is very important because you can also feel cold and heat and pain.
Yes, absolutely.
Not a good touch. But
yeah, these are sensations that are the most common. Heat, la chaleur, cold,
right.
Le froid,
right.
Contact.
Heat, chaud, chaud.
Oui, absolument. And right. Pain, of course, none of us like pain.
No. With
ooh,
a needle, you stick
it. It hurts, ça fait mal.
And if I take a pin and I stick it in my hand, I'm going to have pain.
Definitely. So,
and that's touch.
There's also pleasure. We can't forget that touch can be very pleasurable, very
right.
Wonderful. So this is a wonderful gift that we have through the way, you know, by just the way we are made.
Right.
I'm not going to go down into the scientific explanations here,
well,
but to touch.
There's good touch, too. I give you a hug.
Yes, that's
good. Like this,
touch.
See, that's touch. Or we shake hands.
Right. And there's also to
touch.
Feel.
Yeah, right.
I feel cold. I feel cold.
And I feel warm because I've got a coat on.
Right.
And you don't.
To feel warm.
All right.
And if I pinch you,
then that's pain.
He will feel pain.
Right.
And that is all part of touch. Contact.
Right.
So there we are. So to touch someone, it can also be figuratively because you can touch someone, you know,
and
sentimentally.
You can touch someone and make them feel bad or good.
Right. So touch can also be
by
used
what you say.
In that
it has
manner.
Nothing to do in this case of hitting or pinching or anything
right,
like that.
Right, right.
It's by what you say and what you do.
Right. So words
makes them feel inside.
Words can
touch them.
Can touch us also, right?
Make us cry.
Right.
Make us laugh.
So actually the other senses, the sight, the hearing,
they're all linked to touch.
Yes, they're all linked to touch, whether
right.
Physically or figuratively speaking.
Correct.
All right, so that's it for touch, guys.
Works.
And, you know, I'm touching all of you out there so that you can learn better English. Is that,
right.
Is
that's
that
right.
A good one?
That's the other touch inside, right.
Exactly. Hello. Welcome back. We are talking about the senses, and this is Anglais Télé. You can find us on Facebook. Je m'appelle Michelle Joseph. I'm Michelle Joseph. And I have a special guest here with me.
Je suis Daniel Crafton. Bienvenue à tous.
Bienvenue à Dan. Welcome, Dan. And we are tackling the last of the five senses that we have talked about.
Of the physical senses.
Of the physical senses, because yeah. We did mention that.
There's the other one we'll have to do in another year.
There are some other senses that we cannot explain, but in the physical realm,
right.
We are now going to talk about smell.
Right. And smell goes along with a lot of the other senses. Without smell, a lot of the other senses don't work.
That's true, because sense is linked also. Smell is linked to a lot of senses.
Right.
But let's break it down. And smell, of course, you smell with the nose. And a smell can be either nice or not so nice.
Right.
It could be pleasant or not so pleasant. But I think smell has a huge role, you know. Maybe when we were more, you know, closer to the land, smell played a bigger role in our lives, maybe.
Because of the earth and the product and the...
I mean, it's very possible that we had to hunt and smelling was part of a lot of things you could...
And the animals smelled us, too.
Yes, and I think
they
animals...
smelled us coming.
Animals have a stronger sense of smell than we do, particularly dogs, right? They can smell very well. But let's go back to the human realm. Do you like perfume, Dan?
I love a perfume.
Okay. A beautiful perfume is a pleasant smell.
And a beautiful perfume can make somebody average smell beautiful.
Absolutely, or attractive or unattractive, right?
Or feel beautiful.
Yes,
smell. Which is a better word.
I think smell can transform. Smell transforms a whole setting.
Right.
Because let's talk about basics. Again, let's go back to food.
Okay.
When you have cooked, I know you cook very well, Dan, or at least...
Only a few dishes, but okay. When I cook is terrific.
Right, and so if I were to enter your kitchen after you have cooked, I'm sure it smells fantastic.
Well, it depends on how long after I cook, but yes.
Okay.
Right after I get done cooking, the whole house smells pretty good.
Okay, so smelling food is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Smelling perfume is a wonderful thing, and...
Even people.
People can smell
people
good.
With or without perfume.
Right. Everyone has a smell.
Right.
So we hope it's a good one.
No, most are good.
If you're healthy.
Soap from a shower or, you know, a fresh spray in the morning or something
right.
like that.
Now, what all of us do relate to is the smell of flowers.
Oh, yes.
Outside, beautiful flowers smell
even
great.
Even fresh air.
Fresh air.
The fall.
Or after
trees.
The rain.
So after the rain, wonderful.
Right, and so these...
Mowed grass, fresh mowed grass.
Right, le gazon qui vient d'être coupé
right.
a une odeur merveilleuse aussi.
Merveilleuse, special.
Yes. Okay, so, you know, last but not least, smell. Now, this can also be used figuratively speaking, because I could say, I smell a rat. There's something wrong with... this situation.
Which means she smells something bad. Something's not right.
Yes, something is worth investigating because things are not correct. So smelling a rat, of course, a rat does not smell good.
No.
So that means...
Never.
It's a bad situation, right?
Yes, right. And it also can mean you smell something dishonest.
Yeah, you could also say it smells suspicious.
Right.
Yeah. So those are the ways you would use smell in the figurative way. Can you think of anything else, Dan?
I smell a good wine.
Ah, and I can't wait to smell
my
apple pie.
Apple pie. You make an apple, and it floats through the air, right?
Right, and you follow the smell through the room.
The whiff of fresh apples.
Right.
Hot, fresh apples.
Or hot chicken straight from the oven. All right, then. I think we've covered the senses.
Right.
And see you next time.
Right. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.